Yo, what's
Hey,
up,
y'all.
everybody?
What's
Welcome
going
back.
on?
Welcome back to Good and Ghetto the Pod. The Pod. We back. It's your girl Jam in my funky hat. For those of y'all who can't see me yet, wink wink, I got on a funky hat and it's making me happy.
It's her recording hat.
Yes, yeah, my
hey,
recording hat.
This. What's going on?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, bunch of nothing, ultimately.
Listen, I wish y'all go on down to the Patreon because the pre-show is wild.
We be having a little pre-show cackle, you know, to get our minds and spirits right for the foolishness. And today we were talking about, again, a little bit of church. We're talking about how church is evolving. And welcome to LA, which is probably what you're hearing in the background. But we're talking about how church is evolving to a place that is probably right with the Lord. No doubt about it.
Right.
But it pisses me
not
off.
Right. Yeah.
Not right with my sensical mind, because I don't like that PowerPoint praise and worship. I don't like that. If you don't know the song, you're gonna learn it, because that's how you get people to continue to come back to church. I gotta go back and hear them saying that again so I can learn the words. Turn that screen off. And everybody don't need a mic. It's death row on the stage. Everybody got a mic. Jumping and hopscotching around an open stage, looking and sounding a fool.
Death row on the mic.
It's death row. Everybody on stage got a mic. Everybody, there is no lead. One band, one sound. Everybody singing the song together. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overstimulated, and most of all, I'm pissed off because I don't like the way. I told Denise, I said, it doesn't feel like we're singing. It feels like we're chanting. Because every one of those PowerPoint worship songs sound like, Jesus loves us. He is so great. Thank you, Father. Like, what? Can we just sing? Somebody just sing the damn song. I don't want to call a response.
I won't go deep, deep into my thought process, because y'all know, if you don't know, I'm a big nerd, and I definitely see a lot of correlation between oftentimes folks not really wanting to be black church, but leaning towards more this, you know, welcome and everybody. I don't believe in it. I take that back. It's not that I don't believe in it. I just think that there are some things that we should gatekeep, and there are some things that you should just do because you black.
Yeah, get a church back to the niggas. I know we didn't do right completely. I know now. I know it was some bullshit in it, but I think the world was a lot simpler.
Get the church back to the niggas.
Get a church. We took that white man religion and we did good with it.
Should be the title of the episode.
Get a church back to the niggas, please. I think that's what's wrong with the world right now. The niggas done lost the church.
Yeah, because a lot of R&B singers, y'all ain't coming out the church no more.
And then when y'all do go to church, y'all hearing, and on the mountain, he gave his life for... Yeah.
But what y'all should be hearing is, God is the joy and the strength of my life.
Let the church say yeah.
Yeah,
send me. Yeah,
because those things are really tied to our history. And there is a show that we watched during 2020, and it talks about the history of the Black church. Quite honestly, the most pivotal show to ever watch. It is so good. It goes from like our history in Africa, and it carries all the way through like slavery, through civil rights, to present day, and like how the Black church literally formed culture, and a lot of reasons why Black church moved away from traditional things.
Yeah.
Again, I told y'all I'm a nerd. But that is a great documentary. great.
I'm gonna have to look into that. I'm going back to the church. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna go back, but I'm just saying, I'm gonna go late so that I miss that part. Cause then they wanna sing seven songs that all sound the exact same. Put that damn guitar down. Hard down, and please just get to the word. I'm tired. I'm tired of standing up and waving my goddamn hands like we had Kids Bop at Woodstock. We had a Woodstock Kids Bop. Please. But hey, amen. I swear to God, every episode we talk about Jesus or kombucha. I'm going to change the title of this podcast because Jesus and kombucha.
Oh, okay. Let's take us into our how was your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. We went out to one of my homeboys out here, went out to his house. Him and his wife invited us, and it was a good time, a good black ass time. Black-ish, you know. His wife biracial, but she a real one. You know, she a good biracial. You know what I'm saying? Okay. She more racial than bi. Because I think the racial, the black part. She heavy on the racial and you know, just bi.
Less on the bi
in my mind. So shout out to the Wallaces. Hey, we had a good time.
Jam is on one tonight, but go ahead.
Because we got the tall boy tonight. Tall boy, boo.
And she pulled this out of a brown paper bag like she's 82.
This a tall boy. Usually I just do a short, but you know, I was feeling funky tonight. And this 100 calories too.
They should definitely sponsor us. I think we should go find a kombucha company, black owned.
We should find us, and if not, we should start a black owned kombucha company.
You see, we always go too far. We go too far.
Niggas love to take it too far because that is not
either one of our lanes.
Never mind. I can see it for myself though. I can see it too.
But
I'm gonna write that down on my vision board. But yeah, my Thanksgiving was cool, one and done. I had one plate this year. Listen, I can't go into 2024 with this big ass bag. So I had one plate and that was it. We wasn't about to go ridiculous and there was no leftovers. Right back to the regular program the next day.
How do you feel about leftovers? Because I feel like...
Hey, first of all, again, call back to last week's episode. Everybody's a liar. Y'all be eating leftovers. Stop trying to be...
I know I do.
Stop trying to be anti, to be cool. Y'all be eating leftovers. I used to be fucking some leftovers up, especially the dressing, the macaroni, and the sweet potatoes.
All mixed together.
Like, I love when you put it in the microwave and everything just kind of melt together. It's just one big one. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, I don't eat leftovers. That's wild to me, because what are y'all doing?
Right, you think you better than me? The fuck?
I don't really care, because my food is very good that I can eat it.
And since don't nobody like turkey? Now, all of a sudden, don't nobody like turkey. Y'all are lying.
Well, you know, this is the thing. This is what I really think. I think the issue is that you niggas don't know how to cook.
And if your mama can't cook either, just say that.
That's what I think. Now, I'm not saying eat your leftovers for 2 weeks. Absolutely not. You're supposed to cook according to the portion of the people in your house.
And y'all should be done with leftovers by now. By now, y'all should be done.
They should be done, for real.
We a week past. Y'all should be done by now. A week is crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, you should be eating soups or making something else.
Y'all should be done. And I don't know if we need y'all to be, everybody talking about some, we didn't put the leftovers into an egg roll. Go to hell. That's not necessary. Everybody don't need to be egg roll. We don't need no soul rolls. Now everybody got a soul roll.
You know, I think, here's the thing. I think people take one thing and they see somebody else do it. Now you want to reinvent it. Like,
exactly.
Relax.
They should have never gave niggas the internet.
Because
y'all just be doing anything. You know what I saw was a big controversy on the internet about Thanksgiving this year. Do you make macaroni and cheese?
Eggs or not?
Eggs or not, but more than eggs or not, roux or no roux.
Oh, see, I made a roux.
You know, that's a big controversy. Because they say this roux is new. They say back in the day when nobody whipping up no cheese sauce, no roux.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but I think that it makes the macaroni and cheese a bit more creamier.
See, my mama ain't never make no roux. And I will say... So she do the egg, she do the carnation milk, she do everything, but she doesn't do the roux. like the sauce. And her macaroni and cheese is not very creamy, but it's so cheesy and flavorful. She do like the layers of cheese. She do the egg, beat the egg and pour it in there, poke the holes and shit so the egg get all up and through there. She do the carnation milk. Egg
holds it all together.
Yeah, and it'd be like a nice little brick. You know, I like a nice little brick of macaroni and cheese baked just right. A little bit of crust.
With the egg, it's actually still good, but because we don't do egg, I'm vegan.
Right.
So right. I made a mac and cheese for my parents' house, uh-huh. And then I made a vegan one.
But see, that makes sense for you. Hey, team. Hey, America. That's called an exception, okay? She has a reason to make a roux. Some of y'all just on these TikToks and trying too much shit, and y'all losing the recipe. Make that goddamn macaroni and cheese like your grandmama used to make it. Why would you change the shit up?
But again, that takes me back to the original point. You niggas can't cook.
Now y'all can't cook. And I can't talk because I can't cook either, but I don't try.
But people wait until Thanksgiving to be like, oh yeah, this is the way that I do. You got to be cooking. Like, you got to know your style of cooking. You got to know the oven. You got to know the eyes and how you cook it. You can't wait to Thanksgiving to be like, now I'm going to make a whole meal. That's why it's nasty, guys.
That's why I don't cook. I don't know nothing. I just literally 2 weeks ago learned that there's a specific eye responsible for a quick boil. Boiling my eyes in about 10 minutes.
But I do know that eyes cook differently.
I do. Well, the only reason I know that it's responsible for a quick boil, the shit is written on there. It say on the quick boil right there. I said, golly. I started boiling my eggs on that. I had eggs done in 10 minutes. I've been boiling eggs for 25 minutes. I done put it on that quick boil. I said, this is ridiculous. I don't cook like that. I cook what I like to eat. I don't cook soul food very well. Not because I don't like soul food. I wasn't in the kitchen with my mama like that. I was outside being a tomboy. I was outside. Well,
no, I don't know why I'm saying really. Yes, of course.
I was outside being a kid. I was not.
But you know what's funny is that I never thought that I would be Susie Homemaker.
You be chefing it up.
Listen, I made a homemade. Let me go back. My Thanksgiving was great. We had Thanksgiving at my parents' house.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this is our first Thanksgiving married. I always do this, and I saw my mom do this. My mother will always cook dinner at our house, uh-huh. like our family house.
Uh-huh.
And then she would make a dish and go to my grandmother's house.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I did at my house. So I made one dish for my mom's house. And then I made a whole Thanksgiving dinner for our house.
Here
so on Thanksgiving, I went to my mom's house. We had dinner. My mom doesn't cook with a whole lot of meat.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to like eat certain things.
Yeah.
But then when we came home the next day, that was like our official Thanksgiving.
I love that. I love having a meal to have food to have at home.
Yes.
That's good. That's what's up. I still got a couple years before I really transition into my chef bag. I think I have it in me. I just don't have the patience and I get defeated too quickly.
But you have to start off with small stuff though. You can't go in being like, oh yes, I'm gonna make a homemade soup, which I made the other day, which was
now soup. I fuck soup up. I make good soup because I love.
Have you made tomato soup?
I have homemade? Made tomato soup. I have. With my immersion blender and everything, roasted tomatoes.
I didn't do none of that. I put it in the blender. I let it bake, and then I put it in the blender, and then I put it on the stove.
I roasted everything. I won't say I got all the appliances, but I definitely got an immersion blender. And I bought it specifically to make soup.
I'm definitely getting one of those.
You should. It's a fun tool if you use it right now. That tomato soup, it did splatter a little bit, but that was kind of my fault. I did some head-ass shit. So I did get tomatoes all over the place a little bit. But I do like making soup. I love making soup in my Instant Pot, but I also bought me one of those Dutch oven type, like big ass. Yes,
that's what we got for a wedding gift, and it's amazing.
Yep. So I'm in my soup bag. Now, a soup I can do, but who the fuck wants to eat soup every day? I'm not getting married to being a soup maker. I'm going to tell you right now. My nigga going to be mad as hell. Like, bitch, make another soup. Make another broccoli and cheddar and watch. I got to add some more recipes.
Oh my God. But yes, I absolutely love cooking. Made that homemade soup. It was delicious. And I think that, you know, instead of my soft girl era, I'm just really getting into the era of just being and doing the things that I love to do.
Right, because what if you're just not soft? What if I'm a hard body ass bitch? You know what I mean? Like, what if I'm a hard body, and it's just not authentic for me to be soft?
Well, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna be soft. I'm gonna have soft moments because I still speak my mind, and I'm gonna show up, and I'm gonna cut up. So
right, because I don't want to rebrand as soft, and then somebody surprised when I cuss you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go too far left, and then I got to whip it at right.
That's because you started. If I went too far, it's because you started.
Yeah, it's your fault. It's not my fault, because I don't even get down like that. You know what I mean? But that's good. Okay, Thanksgiving. So what would you say is your signature dish? Like, what's your dish where they like, hey, G bringing the boom?
Well, here's the thing. My mother is still very healthy, thank God. She is well, thank God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my brothers, they're both married, so no one's really looking for me to cook. They all still lean on my mom's cooking. I can cook just like my mom, but they want my mom to cook it. So
ain't nothing wrong with that. Go ahead.
But in my household, it's definitely the dressing and the vegan mac.
Yeah. Ooh, the vegan man. That probably was fire.
It was actually really, really good this year because I did a roux. It was very good.
Yeah, the vegan macs need to be a little more creamy. They do need to be a little bit more creamy. I do support that.
Yeah. But okay. I get why people don't believe in the roux, because the roux are pretty much a new thing.
Yeah, that's a new thing. I've had good macaroni and cheese with a roux, but everybody uploading all their videos and stuff, and they acting like the roux is just like that girl. Like, y'all ain't grow up on baked macaroni and cheese that didn't have no roux, and it was fire.
Because my grandma was definitely making it with eggs.
With eggs, and that's how I'm making it.
It's good.
I ask my mama for her mac and cheese recipe every year, and I still don't know how to make it. Who gives a fuck? Whatever.
Making one soup day. Anyway.
I'm making soup. Y'all want some vegetables too? At all times, I'm stocked with at least 80 ounces of veggie broth in this bitch. I'm prepared to make a soup at any point in time. Celery, carrot, onion, on deck. What up?
On deck. I can't.
It's just not a problem. Not a problem. Critical question.
Yeah.
Is your Christmas tree up?
No.
What?
Here's the reason. We moved.
It's true.
And so we kind of left a few things behind, and my Christmas tree was one of them. So it's kind of like starting over fresh.
Okay.
So I really should be in the Christmas mood. I really should. Last year, year before that, baby, Santa Claus is coming to town. I was with it. But we hadn't moved. So, but we just moved. So.
Again, America, that is what we call an exception. The rest of you whores, put the tree up for them babies. They keep asking you. They keep asking you. You already brought the box in. Every day they come home from school disappointed because the damn tree's still in the box. Put the tree up for them kids. And if you ain't got no kids, put the tree up for yourself. I got my tree up, and it is my favorite thing. Just come home, all the lights off, and just plug my tree up. It's just like, it makes me so happy. It makes me so happy.
Let me just pause you right here and say, to every individual who feels that they want to rain on somebody's parade because of your conspiracy theory, do us a favor and shut the fuck up.
Who got a conspiracy theory about a Christmas tree?
Everybody, you Black Hebrew Israelites.
Because your mother's a whore. I'm putting the tree up. Yeah, lucky it wasn't up on November 1st because I was lazy. Put the damn tree up. I hate when people do too much. Christmas is about joy. Anybody who hates on Christmas hates joy, and therefore your mother's a fat whore. Because you're a hater of joyous things, and that's not right, and that's not of God.
It's not of God.
And your mama's a hoe on top of that. Don't forget that part.
Yeah.
A ho ho ho, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Shit. I hate when people do that. Let me put my tree up. Just
like, why do you have to ruin people's joy? Why?
And first of all, trees are expensive. Trees, like, this tree's not about to go up for no 2 weeks. this tree about to be up. It might be up to Valentine's Day. Fucking around with me.
And guess what? That's your business.
That's my business. But yes, my tree is up. And I have really been enjoying something that I was influenced by on TikTok. I've been enjoying coming home at night, turning the tree on, and watching Christmas episodes of some of my favorite Black sitcoms. Just the Christmas, skipping straight to the Christmas episodes with the tree up. That has been fun. I watched Living Single's Christmas episode, one of them. I watched one of Girlfriend's Christmas episodes. We watched The Elf the other night. Like, just getting into the Christmas bag, I'm into
What's your favorite Christmas movie, speaking of? I have two or three. But
I'm going to tell you right now, I know exactly what my favorite Christmas movie is. And yes, it's a Christmas movie. The Best Man Holiday. Period.
Okay. Okay.
Period. And I know that's a newer one. But it it just feels right. It feels like Christmas. And when Mia died and when Morris down there at that grave, it takes me out every time. I'm crying with him. I can't believe she gone. I be toe up every time. Like, I don't know what the hell about to happen.
Me and Scoop, we toe up.
Me and Scoop be a toe up down at that cemetery. He about to jump down in there with her. Love that. It just feels, it's so family. It's so Black. Yeah, and then after that, I would probably have to give it to... I mean, I do like The Grinch. I do love This Christmas. However, Almost Christmas, which is also a newer one, is funnier than This Christmas. Like, it's the funnier movie.
I don't know
none
of these. I don't know this movie.
You haven't seen Almost Christmas with Monique and Gabrielle Union? And some, a whole bunch of other niggas?
Mm-mm. It's a no. I didn't see it.
Wait, you didn't see it? Hold on. Say that again, because it froze.
I said, I know a lot of people are going to probably chew me up in the comments, but when it comes to, like, newer Black movies.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's all right, because that's me with TV shows.
But you ain't got no excuse, though. It's a TV show.
That's me with TV shows and movies too, to be honest. I really don't
I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah, I really don't be up on the game, so.
I think for me, my favorite is Home Alone.
Okay, classic.
National Lampoon's Christmas with Chevy Chase. Yo. I'm really showing my age with that one.
I know what that is, but I've never watched that.
When I tell you, funny white people,
yeah,
hilarious, babes, I'm telling you, I be in there cackling. I think it's hilarious. Chevy Chase is like, he did his good work on that one, and it's quite funny. But then again, I like Jason Bateman too. Do you know Jason Bateman?
I'm going to have to check that one out. I'm definitely going to have to check that one out. I don't really be up on a lot of the white Christmas.
Not a whole lot. Just that one in particular, though.
Yeah.
Classic.
The white Christmas or like the classic, like Frank Sinatra ass.
Nah.
Like,
I mean, I Miracle on 34th Street, but that's about it.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen it, but I have. Because I love Christmas, I always see these movies mentioned, but I haven't watched them. Because I really like, I'm more of a Christmas music girl than a Christmas movie girl. I've been listening to Christmas music since Halloween. Fuck a spooky season. Turn on. Deck the halls, bitch.
Deck the halls with balls of folly.
La 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 la. Whitney version. Yes, absolutely.
It does give a good vibe. You know, sometimes I don't think I listen to it sometimes because I think it triggers like grief. I don't listen to it as much.
Fair.
But when I do listen to it, I just be like, those were the good old days.
It just feels good. Like, and,
it does.
You know, I don't even have a lot of memories attached to Christmas music. It just really just, it's just like feel good, like bippity boppity bippity ass music. You know what I mean? Like, even at work right now, I have a Christmas coffee shop jazz live stream that I play in the background, and I don't care who's in my office, you're gonna listen to it, you're gonna like it. Tis the season. Yeah. This is my season to be jolly. I'm playing the Christmas tunes. Now I know everybody don't like Christmas music, so it's just jazz music, instrumental. It ain't no words. Yeah. I won't, you know, torture you with the Silent Night, but we're gonna hear these jingles bailing with the saxophone. And it got a little fireplace crackling in the back. I like that.
I do like a few of the must-haves for the niggas. In my mind.
Let it snow. Yes.
Let it snow. Hey. It's another
Christmas holiday. Sexy. That's awesome. Yeah.
You're going to make me play that version, like that kind of Christmas music.
Yes.
For sure.
And then it's certain songs I literally just posted on my Instagram story while I was preparing for us to record. You know that song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. No, I don't know what the song is about. I couldn't tell you what they're talking about in the song, but it's a Christmas song. And the way that people be singing it, baby, Fantasia, that's on her Christmas album. The way Fantasia sang that song.
Well, you know, Fantasia is such a dog when it comes to singing, and I love it. That's the vibe that I want to have when I go to church.
When I go to church.
We're not gonna go back there for less.
We ain't going to go back, but that's the point, people. If you missed the point earlier, that's the point right now. This week, we're going to do something fun. We're going to do something light. You know, usually our topic segments are, you know, real intuitive. We be in our bag, in our, you know, feelings bag, in our logic, our heart, mind, body, and spirit. But we're gonna do something a little fun because, again, I was on the internet this week, y'all. Shout out to me, and I really liked this little trend on Instagram, on people's Instagram stories, where they were doing the 6 movies to get to know me or 6 TV shows to get to know me, yada yada da da da. So I thought it would be fun if we shared our 6 movies or 6 TV shows or a combination of the two to get to know me. Like, if you had to say, these are the 6 movie/TV shows that if you watch them, you kind of get a glimpse of who I am. Kind of like personality shows, you know what I'm saying? So not necessarily your all-time favorite, but like, this is kind of like, this explains a certain part of me type shit. That's how I took it. That's how I'm playing the game.
Okay. So I'm going first?
I don't know. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. So I did 6 movies. I did 6 movies and 6 shows, but I'm just going to do movies because I feel like the movies kind of give my range of who I am a little bit more. Mm-hmm, so in no particular order, Rent, the movie. Mm-hmm. Something's Gotta Give. Oh, with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Yes, love her. Yes.
Something's Gotta Give. Shout out to Ari. This is one of our favorite movies. Another classic that me and Ari love, 27 Dresses. Classic rom-com. Number 4, The Brothers. Classic. Morris Chestnut, D.L. Hughley.
Oh, yes.
That fine light-skinned nigga and that other nigga that I don't remember his name right now. God bless him. Gabrielle Union was in it.
That's all that matters. Okay.
That's all that matters. Y'all know The Brothers. Come out the house, Terry. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirl
has her own little dream. And your dream is about to come true.
That was a good movie.
Period. And I know y'all hear it on this episode. I can hold a note. If you didn't know, now you know. I can go like, Anywho. And then number 6, rounding it out, Hitch. Now, I did give an honorable mention for Bad Boys 2, kind of a Hitch, Bad Boys 2 interchangeable in that position. But I would say those 6 movies is if you want to get to know me. Now, I want to do a little breakdown synopsis on why these 6 movies would be getting to know me. So when we look at Rent, this taps into my theater nerd bag, my love for musicals, my love for just like theater in general. Like, I love theater. I love plays. Rent is actually the one of the musicals that got me really interested in theater and arts in that way. So it's like one of the first musicals that I really like loved and connected with. Love all the songs, know the soundtrack down. And then I went on to school to study theater. So that's like, that's how you get to know me there. The next two, Something Gotta Give, 27 Dresses. I'm a rom-com girl, period. As you can see, this whole list pretty much is rom-coms. I'm a rom-com girl, and I love a good white rom-com too. You know, I'm just saying, Something's Gotta Give, that's just good. I can't even explain why I love it so much, but I literally have the script printed out, and I have read the script in black and white. Because when I want to write a movie one day, and that's like my inspiration script. Thank you.
You will.
Thank you for that. And 27 Dresses, kind of in the same light. I like rom-com, but a literal, sometimes I don't like when rom-coms are a little too heavy on the comedy and it's a little too slapsticky and too cheeky. Mm-hmm. Like, I like rom-coms that are based around love and romance. 27 Dresses, Bridesmaids, Devil Wears Prada, kind of another honorable mention, like things that are really kind of based in a relationship. Boom. The Brothers, I don't know. The Brothers is just like classic black ensemble cast movie type shit to me.
You know what I'm saying?
That could easily also be like Brown Sugar and you know what I mean? Like, it could easily be The Best Man. Like, but The Brothers, I just love that movie so much. It's where I also like started loving Gabrielle Union. It's like one of her earlier films that I really enjoy her in.
Oh Lord, excuse me.
That monster just came up out of me. You can keep that in there. Hey, life happens. So yeah, The Brothers, black ensemble cast movies, love them. Again, whatever I end up writing and creating before I leave this earth, highly likely it'll be a black ensemble cast movie. Dreamgirls, you don't even got it. That's period. It's all the things that I just said wrapped up in one. It's theater, it's black ensemble, it's romance, it's rom-com, it's singing. And Hitch, I love Will Smith. I don't care what y'all have to say about him. I have always loved Will Smith. He is one of my favorite black actors, and I just love the type of role he plays. And I feel like Hitch is just like the ultimate Will Smith role, and it's so funny. And it also got Kevin James in there, which Kevin James is hilarious because King of Queens is actually a part of my 6 TV shows to get to know me by. I loved King of Queens growing up. So, boom, boom.
That was a good show. Very underrated, King Queens, but a great show.
Very underrated. I agree. Fuck Friends. Sorry. I know that man died.
Yeah, but rest in peace. So mine is mixed with a song, TV shows, and movies, okay? And one of these, this is why.
A song? Janice just literally recreated the whole game.
No, I did not. No, I didn't. I mean, I don't have to put the song in there, but.
No, put the song in there. You said, this is authentic.
No, you said music. You said music.
No, I didn't.
Like an artist. And so I'm going to go with that. But I, whatever.
You made that up.
But so in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're back. Okay, in no particular order. Jasmine Sullivan, Hotels.
Okay.
Law and Order. First 48.
Oh.
Brown Sugar.
Yes.
Martin.
Yes.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Honorable mention, The Color Purple.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to go through this.
Go through that, yeah.
The reason that I said Jasmine Sullivan is because I think that her latest album sums up a lot of what I dealt with in my life.
Mm.
And that is why, like, that album in particular, I will play it over and over and over again because it just kind of sums up a lot of different places in my life and where she mm-hmm. sings from, and what she's talking about is like, yes, girl, me too. Mm-hmm. Law and Order is just like one of those comfort shows for me. Here I go again about my grandmamas, but my grandmother is actually the one who introduced me to Law and Order when I was like little. Okay. And so we used to watch that show together. And so now, you know, when I just want to like have something to watch or whatever, Law and Order never goes out of style. So it's just like, that's my thing. First 48, I feel like I'm really into like true crime and lately like cult shows. But I think that's the part of me that's like very much like whodunit and trying to investigate it, that journalistic part of me.
Yeah.
So I'm always like trying to figure it out. Brown Sugar is just a beautiful black love story to me. And it is absolutely just who I've always been internally, but just very rah-rah and didn't want to show that for years and years and years until I got married. And I now I'm like a hopeless romantic because that's who I was all the time. But just couldn't show that. Martin is just like, if you want to hear me cackle, that is like, Martin is like the epitome of the part of my life where what y'all see and hear is that I'm always going to cackle. So I feel like Martin just gives like those warm vibes of like, especially his banter with Pam. It's just like hilarious. Yeah. It was just like, it was a time. So it's great.
Martin is good. Martin is good TV.
Great TV. Just like how he recreated these characters and just brought his friends in and you kind of connected with all this. It was just great. Just great. And Devil Wears Prada is like that corporate girly in me who really tried to like buy into the whole like, if I play nice, I can climb the ladder. But really, I never belonged there anywhere anyway. And I absolutely love Devil Wears Prada. So
that's good. Devil Wears Prada is good, good, good.
That's Meryl Streep.
Good Meryl Streep. She was so Meryl Streep. That's a good white woman right there.
She was great.
She knows what she doing. I love that. Okay, I love that you threw an album in there. I honestly don't think I have an album that I would say like. I would say if I had to put an album that would be like Get to Know Me, it would probably be Confessions, just because like I feel like Confessions is just that I was at that age, it was just that album, you know what I'm saying, like it was just that album.
Yeah,
but it's like, it's that for a lot of people, and it's not that I necessarily identify, because I was like a kid, I was probably younger than a teenager when Confessions came out, so it's not like it's my life, but it's just like that was the first album that meant something to me, I would say. Like, oh, this is my shit, I want to buy this, I want to play this into the ground if I had to pick an album. But I'm not much of a music, I don't sit with music and identify with, like, music doesn't hold the place in my heart that it do for a lot of music heads. I'm not a music head. I like some shit that sound good, but I also will listen to the same 12 songs over and over and over and over again. And don't ask me nothing else about that artist other than the two songs that I like about them from them. So I be bowing out of the music conversations. I'd be like, yeah, I got it.
I know this isn't a real conversation because you're not a music head, but Victoria Monet.
I did listen to that album though. I did, because I wanted to see what it was hitting for. I liked it.
Loved it. She's great. But we can move
I agree. Shout out to her. I hope she get everything she deserves. Yeah, I love that. Honestly, I just wanted to do a little like kind of light and breathy and just fun episode. Because I feel like we needed that. That's where my energy. I just feel so grateful. So grateful. So we actually can like roll into good and ghetto, because I know what my good is gonna be.
You go first.
So, and it's something real simple. My good is that, like, I really am appreciating the space of gratitude that I'm in right now.
Yes.
The past couple months for me have been a little bit of a, like, a personal roller coaster, like, as an individual. And I would say, like, 2 months ago, I was just, like, drowning in anxiety and in worry and in things that just were all ultimately outside of my control anyway. And I'm just super grateful to be in a better headspace. Like, my good is just being appreciative of being in a better headspace. It's just nothing, you know, there's no specific event that happened or nothing. I'm just grateful to recognize that I don't feel the way I felt a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And that is amazing. Like, yesterday was my half birthday. Officially 6 months to 30, and it's going down. I'm excited about my 30s.
Your life is about to change.
I'm excited about my 30s. My knees already hurt. I'm just giving in. But
shut up.
I was like, yesterday was just such a, it just, I just felt so grateful. I literally said, thank you, God, out loud, like 5 or 6 times, just walking around work. Like, thank you, God. I just felt good. And sometimes you just got to stop and appreciate when you just feel good for no particular reason. It's like, I'm just okay. Like, I feel good and I'm okay right now. So gratitude is my good this week. And I think I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not even gonna acknowledge any ghetto other than, you know, economy. You know what? I am. I just lied. What's ghetto? My vehicle registration is $540. Go to hell, Los Angeles. The car was just registered last year. What the hell y'all thought then changed? You think I got a transformer parked out there? The fuck is going on? $500. See?
$500.
$540.
For what? Why is that so much?
Hell, I don't know. I'm about to put some stowaway plates on this house. Roll it. They don't know where I'm from. So yeah, that's my ghetto. Los Angeles is a scam. I love it here, but come on, be for real.
That's $100. Wow. My good.
Desi.
It's along the same lines, but a little different. But I'm grateful to be at a place where I can officially choose me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I say me, I'm not saying like I'm a selfish person or I'm not, you know, focused on other people or caring. That's not what I'm saying. I have spent the majority of my life being so concerned about how other people felt about stuff, how they showed up and if they were okay with me. And what I'm learning in this last month or so, or last couple months that so far, is I am choosing me.
Nice.
If that looks like I want to take a nap, that's what I'm going to do. If I don't want to answer the phone, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm choosing me.
And call again. I'm going to call you back.
You can call again. It's just go straight to voicemail. Yes. And my phone's on do not disturb. So
always, her phone is always on do not disturb. Always.
Because it used to always be not on do not disturb.
It can't be that much disturbance in the world.
Listen, because people just be calling. And you know what the thing is that if it rings, then I feel like I have to answer it. So if it doesn't ring, then I feel like, oh, no one called me.
I ain't see it.
But no, it comes off at certain times, but for the most part, it's on do not disturb. I do want to share one little ghetto thing.
Period.
And I'm going to try to make this really quick. I encountered my first Karen. Not by way of anything they did to me, but I was in the vicinity of a Karen that was truly, truly Karen-ing. And I will sum this up very quickly. They had a rally at my job for the Palestinians, and they had the names of all the individuals that died. The faculty of the school named all of the names. That was their way to bring honor to these people who have lost their lives. Okay. Now, whether you agree or disagree, that's not what we're here for.
Right.
The lady, Karen, happened to yank the door open. She saw a police officer inside of where we were. She yanks the door open and she says, oh my God, I was just harassed because I ripped something off of the pole because I did not want to read that. And the gentleman yelled at me and called me a fucking bitch. And he said,
A fucking bitch.
And he said that he would kick my ass because
period.
I was not supposed to touch that.
And he wasn't.
And she proceeded to tell the police officers that she ripped down I evangelized.
I hope they locked her up.
Vandalized this property because there was something that was not intended for her to read that she did not want to read.
So you was being nosy.
You were being nosy. She ripped it down, balled it up, put it in her pocket, came inside. As she's explaining to the police officers what happened, she throws away the paper that she just ripped down, proceeds to say, "Can you please come out here because I don't feel safe?" A, we are on a college campus. 2, you are not a student. 3, if you don't get your goofy ass away from here, you and that dog, and walk your asses home.
He got me a fucking bitch.
Bitch. The fact that she literally committed a crime in vandalizing property that did not belong to her.
The audacity of coming in to get the police, knowing that you was in the wrong, but you just know you ain't gonna get in trouble. The audacity.
And delusion. She literally had that police officer go outside where she proceeded to go through the story again because I sat there and watched her. And then to put the icing on the Karen ass cake, she started crying.
I'm screaming. Of course she did.
I really wanted to go out there and be like, "So why didn't you just walk home, Karen?"
Of course she started to cry.
That didn't have nothing to do with you.
Well, you could have left that piece of it. If you didn't want the credit, because I didn't want to read that. Bitch, close your eyes. What the?
Literally.
You have to read it. You act like somebody had a gun in your head. Like, "Hey, bitch, let's see." Just keep walking past that light pole that has the thing that you don't want to read.
What? That you do not. And the fact that you tore it down, balled it up, put it in your pocket, went in front of the police, told them that you committed a crime, took that balled up piece of paper and threw it in the trash is wild and very
vandalism and theft. You done stole something and then you go, "This right here, this thing that I ripped down and put balled up and put in my pocket, I did not want to read this." Then why the fuck is it in your possession? Are you insane? Have you lost your fucking mind?
But this is what's wrong. I will not go any further because I could go down a rabbit hole. The point is that is very ghetto. That is very delusional.
Yes.
And the audacity to feel like you are entitled to do that, but the people who are creating that rally are not entitled to have the rally in peace. They did not bother you. But you come over here fucking with shit. And that is why y'all be getting beat up.
That's why you almost got your fucking ass beat. And you got called fucking bitch. You doing bitch ass shit. Goofy. God. Karens are ghetto. Yeah, Karen's very good. Like,
it couldn't. And Jemiah, I just want you to know that as she was telling the story, because she was not talking to me, she was talking to the police officer. I want you to know this was my face. the entire time, I gave her no compassion. I was looking like,
I know sometimes police officers just want to be like, "Bitch, please." Not today.
Because what do you want? You want them to run through the campus to go find the person that called you a fucking bitch?
I'm not in the mood. I already got to come down here for the rally because, you know, people be, you know, doing too much. They don't know how to just let people be. I'm tired. I'm on hour 13.
I'm just trying to get this coffee. That's like, it.
I want to beat your fucking ass right now. Please. You're pissing me off. My latte is getting cold.
It ain't even been made because I can't order it because you in here talking about the vandalism that you just did.
That's actually crazy.
Very.
And also, not to go in depth, but Free Palestine, period. I'm just saying, I just want to
them and stop killing them
free
kids.
Free the gang, free the Gaza gang, to stop killing them kids on both sides. Don't know kids need to die, but Free Palestine. Yeah.
We said it, and I mean it. Go ahead.
Don't send this to my boss. That's all I got, sis. That's all I got. You know, I really just wanted to shoot the shit this week.
We pushed through. Look at us.
We did it. Yeah, technical difficulties. We was having tech, 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 technical difficulties, okay? This episode literally almost didn't happen, but we pushed through. And if at some point this shit sound like it's snap, crackling, popping, and pop locking,
don't worry about
go,
it.
Just go with it. This keep is good and ghetto production, baby. You already know what's going on.
Oh, let me because you don't know what's going to pop up. Okay, yeah.
Okay, but my Wi-Fi come free with my building. I can't control it. I'm not paying for the good speed. Sorry. That's a recession. I love y'all, though. I love y'all so much.
This is so great.
Happy holidays, niggas. Merry Crema. Merry Crema. Period.
And we out.
We out. Bye.
Bye.